Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Shakira. Okay, I spoke to the technician that's on the account. She said that they already declined it and they keep putting it back on their route. She said that that the technician needs to, I mean, the additional work first, because this is a pro Island Hood, it should have had a measure first. And then on the measure, they would have known that the additional work that's needed is, she said it needs crown molding.
There is no additional work that need to be needed. They need to come out, whoever, Best Buy was supposed to send out, because XBO, they were supposed to send out a different team for this appointment. So somebody better show up tomorrow at my house to install that rain shirt.
Oh, no one's going to show up, ma'am, because it has to be reassigned. They reassigned it to the same tech.
They keep reassigning it, huh?
But what I put in my notes verbatim that it needs tech reassignment because the technician that's on the account declined the work because it's too much of a liability due to the crown molding needs cutting.
When did they decline it? Because it's been 2 weeks since I've been waiting for them now to come. I told you, I've been trying to get this installed since November. That's when the initial thing started. And they guaranteed me that somebody would show up tomorrow. And they said they would call me to let me know that everything. And somebody did call me to confirm it. And that's why I called this number back. And now you're telling me that you talked with them. Maybe you didn't call the right technician or somebody. Because Best Buy said that the right people were coming out there. Customer care center said that the right people were coming out to do this job.
Well, the order that we have, this technician is not coming. Because they declined. They said they keep declining and they keep scheduling it. That's why I unscheduled it for this technician because they said that it's too much of a liability. So what I'm doing now is I'm sending this over to our corporate office so they can...
Please do, and I'm serious about this because this is enough.
Yes, ma'am. And see, now they're fully aware of the additional work that needs to be did. But the technician said that you need a handyman to cut the molding, molding
that's
cut.
Taken care of. There is no molding, crown molding to be cut. That was my responsibility and not Best Buyer.
Yes.
Okay.
And what about the support beams?
That's taken care of.
Support beams, she also said support beams needed to be installed behind the wall to support the Pro Island range.
That's what the SBO guy, that's their responsibility. If they're installers, they should know how to put it up on the wall. Has nothing to do with going behind any wall. If I'm quite sure all those Island Hood range that have been installed, they had to put them on the wall. The beams, we can't adjust the beams just to put that up on there. They're supposed to have that kind of material so that they, when they install it, that range hood will stay on that wall. That's the technician responsibility, not the customer.
Ma'am, I'm just simply saying, Tech Tyrone is one of our best techs in the field. And if he said that he cannot install it because it needs support behind the wall, and that's additional work.
Well, then they don't want to take it. Okay, so Best Buy needs to find the person that can install the doggone ranges. Because apparently their third-party people are not doing that.
See, that's why I'm sending this to my regional leader. And so she can follow back up with you. Between what today is? Today is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
She would probably give her at least 24 hours to follow back up because she'll either call you directly or have notes on the account. And if she responds to my email,
What is her name? Hello?
Excuse me?
What is her name?
I'm sending it to the regional office. It could be anybody up there in the regional. Okay. I'm just sending it to the North Region office so they can, so they can follow up with you.
Can I get the number to that office?
No, ma'am. You would have to call us and we reach out to them via email. That's how we reach out to them, like I'm doing now.
Okay. And can I get your name?
Oh, my name is Nina. I'm with XPO Customer Service.
Nina XPO Customer Service. And can I have the technician name that declined it?
Tech Tyrone.
Tech Tyrone. Okay. So I'm calling back customer care, and he declined it because he doesn't want to do the job.
No, that's not why, because of potential liability.
Well, yeah, it is declined because he's saying you got to have clamps for the wall and stuff like that. So Best Buy needs to find the installer that will come out and know to put the range hood on the wall without no problem. You see?
Okay.
Because
now,
that ain't the customer. The customer can't go behind the wall to install it. So maybe that's not even his forte.
No, ma'am. You're overlooking the obvious. The obvious is support mounts. That means that your range hood is...
That's their responsibility. Whoever's installed it has to know how to install, put that range hood on that wall.
Yes,
so
he know how to do that.
That range hood will not fall. Huh?
Okay, but that's... no, that part is... That's the liability. So the range hood will not fall. Now, our expert tech said that you need more support than just that for to keep it up there. So you're going to force somebody to put a range hood that's a fine pro range hood up, install it, and it falls.
Now, I'm not forcing anybody to do anything. When you go out and you hire a contractor to install whatever, okay, if that's what that contractor specializes in, okay, they can come in there and put that range hood on that wall with whatever clamps or whatever they need to make sure that that range hood don't fall off that wall. Now, that's what people do. So
yes,
now
ma'am.
This is so crazy that I got a range hood that no, the people that Best Buy has as their third-party contractors do not know how to do that. And that's
we
what
do,
got,
ma'am.
It has nothing to do. No, it has nothing to do with the customer. Okay, because you're not going to tear down my wall to install it, and I need to put a beam in there. Come on. That don't even make sense. That just sounds really stupid. Okay, that I will have to tear down the wall so I can put some studs in there so that they'll be able to attach it. That's exactly what you're saying to me.
Exactly.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah,
that don't
mount,
make no
mount.
Sense. Okay,
mounting
the house is already built.
Yes, ma'am.
The house is built. So... And it's that XBO is their contractor, their third party, and some guy came out there, and yeah, the crown molding was there, but he couldn't do it. He wouldn't do it anyway because they had rolled it up wrong. So he was like, "This costs more money," okay. And so Best Buy paid the money. I don't know if they how they paid them, but they took the money and they put that money out there for what the range took, $500. Now, you are telling me you're going to pay somebody $500 and they don't know how to attach a damn range hood on a wall. But until saying it's more work got to be done, yeah, work by them, not by the damn customer. Damn, you know? It just don't make no sense. You know, that's just plain ignorance. Instead of somebody saying, you know what, I just don't want the job, pass this job on to somebody else that can do it. Not hold up the customer with that bull. That's a bunch of bull.
Okay.
That's exactly what's going on.
Okay. Well, ma'am, allow our regional office time at least a day or two to follow back up with you. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, there's nothing else you can do, but I'm going to follow up with them I'm gonna get it squared away. But they need to remove Tyrone's name off of where my address is. No longer contact him to do this work. That's the end of that with that. That's the text that I don't want to come to do this work. Even if all of a sudden he can do it, I don't want him to do it now. Because if he could have done it, he would have came out there and did it. And as far as I'm concerned, I just don't think he can do it. And I have that right to think any way I want to, and he can't do that. That's what that's all about. And it's been since November, December. He came out there, and he's the one that looked, and he saw the crown molding, and he said, well, this isn't written up, and they wrote me the ticket the wrong way and all this stuff. And ever since then, this job been they keep giving me an appointment, and they keep sending it to the same technician, and he keeps declining it. That's what's really going on. Okay, and so enough already with the bull. Okay, I ain't got time for this. They're wasting my time. Okay, and so send me somebody that know what the hell they doing. Because apparently it's either Best Buy or it's either Tyrone that don't know what the hell they doing. Plain and simple as that. So, no, there's nothing else you can help me with here. Thank you.
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Enjoy your evening.
Mm-hmm. You too.